Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm joined finally by someone. It's Lachie Whittle. How was your weekend?
Not too bad. I went out to Mum and Dad's place Saturday after. It would have been early evening, I guess. And, I was driving from Berry to Barmara.
Yeah.
You've got the roadworks going on there with the Jury Road intersection, Old Sturt Highway. It's looking good, by the way. It's going to be a lot safer. I've had that in the news, magic931.com.au. But what I did see, and this is brilliant. So I'm driving out there, and I see someone sort of running across the road from a distance, and it's 40k an hour through there, so don't speed, Riverland drivers. Stay to the speed limit. But I saw someone run across, and oh, what's going on there? I get a bit closer, and I notice that there's a heap of those witches' hats or the cones that they've got to mark the traffic direction have actually been placed to block off the road.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Anyway, I look to the left and I see what would only be, I think, maybe 15 people hiding behind different trees. Like, trying to look like I can't see them. And I could quite easily see who these people were.
Right.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
Well, it dawned on me at the time, and oh yeah. And then I remembered, Schoolies is on this weekend, isn't it? Now, the main Schoolies was in Victor Harbour.
Yeah.
I reckon I stumbled across Berry Schoolies.
Berry Schoolies.
Berry Schoolies. I saw this in the flesh.
Well, this is that I wasn't involved in any kind of Riverland Schoolies.
No.
Is this a new thing?
Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is. I know there's a few limitations as to what could happen at Victor Harbour, but hey, maybe Berry, you know, it's a bit more fair game. But, I quickly shuffled a few cones out the way and kept driving whilst I look over and see about 15 teenagers on their phones filming what I believe would have been on Snapchat, right? But they were hiding behind trees with their arm out the side of the tree with a phone. I could see who you are.
Very obvious.
But I thought to myself at the time, of all the drivers, of all the cars in the Riverland, the one that they get is the person that has access to a radio station.
So true.
And is a journalist and a news director, right? Of all the people they could have stopped, they get me.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, do I ring police assistance? 1300444.
Yeah.
The number's in my phone. Do I ring Crime Stoppers? 1-800-333-000. I knew it wasn't a life-threatening emergency, so 000 was never in my chain of thought. I've got a lot of other phone numbers in my phone, you know, media contacts in the police world. Do I get into police media? And I thought to myself, no, I'll just smile and just, you know what, they're having a good time. But then it dawned on me even more.
Right.
Rather than going, this is terrible, teenagers, they're wrecking the world, whatever, let's embrace it. Victor Harbour. They're sick of Schoolies. Mm. You talk to the locals down there, they hate it.
They don't want it anymore.
Nah, let's bring it to the Riverland. I reckon 3 days, we can put up with it. Take their money, financial boost for the region. They'll have a good time. The Riverland will make a heap of money. And, like, just, you know, field day site, lock the gates, just let it happen out there, eh?
It's a brilliant
fair game.
Idea.
You know what? Safe as houses. We'll take their money and...